Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2552. Why pursue financial independence? Because nothing lasts forever. Part 1 by A Purple Life of apurplelife.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. I have a bit of a longer post. So I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's dive into part one and start optimizing your life. Why pursue financial independence? Because nothing lasts forever. Part one by A Purple Life of apurplelife.com. There's a question I'm often asked on podcasts, in interviews, and even at times in person. Why should someone pursue financial independence? I've heard this question as a response to someone telling me that they like working or love their job, and my answer has always been because nothing lasts forever. I don't judge people who don't see the possible benefits of financial independence because I was one of them. My partner introduced the concept to me in 2013. I scoffed at him and then ignored it for 2 years. I told myself that I just needed to find my dream job and then I wouldn't mind working it for another 30 years so I could retire at 55 like my mom. Living the dream. But then I got that job, and even checking everything off my bucket list didn't make me feel okay with waking up early, fighting my way onto the New York City subway every morning, and watching my only sunlit hours be consumed while I sat under fluorescent office lights. Despite getting everything I wanted, it wasn't enough. I decided to work my dream job while starting my journey to financial independence. One of the steps I decided that I needed to take, not just for my financial future, but for my own mental and emotional well-being, was to leave New York City, which meant leaving my dream job. I agonized over the decision, but finally decided it was the right one. I was so nervous to tell my boss the morning I gave my notice that I, TMI warning, threw up the night before just thinking about it. But when I told her, she hugged me and was so amazingly understanding and supportive. The clock was ticking and my exit from the job I had sought for years was imminent. Disappearing dreams. As I was leaving that dream job, I got my first lesson in nothing lasts forever. The very month that I was planning to leave that job, I was told that my boss, who I had been building a separate company with, just the two of us, was tapped to become the president of our entire ad agency, though she told me this was not her choice. This meant that the mini company we were building would basically be dissolved. The dream job I loved with all the creativity and autonomy I craved was gone. Nothing lasts forever. I'm so grateful that this happened when I was already one step out the door. I would have been devastated to learn about it with no exit strategy. A new dream. Well, now, unfortunately, the world has decided to instill another nothing lasts forever lesson. My last company, the best company I've ever worked for, that had so many positives, I stayed there for 4 years, way longer than my previous longest stint of 1 year and 11 months, is no more. When people tell me that they don't want to pursue financial independence because they love their job and like working, my answer is always, that's awesome, but nothing lasts forever. And that's proven to be true once again. I'm still in touch with many of my ex-colleagues who are also my friends. They knew I was retiring despite telling my company I was just taking time off and kept my secret. Throughout my time at the job, we shared suggestions, whoa, and even salaries in the hopes of helping make sure everyone was compensated fairly. I recently had a call with one of these ex-colleagues. She was a little late to the call, and I received a text from her saying that she couldn't talk on video and requested that I call her cell instead. I agreed and was worried something was wrong. Luckily, when she picked up, she confirmed that nothing was physically wrong, but that Seattle had a bad storm the night before and her power, and therefore Wi-Fi, was out. So she didn't have the internet to video chat with me. Nothing gold can stay. We got on the phone and she dropped a bomb on me. Our company had been acquired, and not just acquired. It had been sold to another company and the staff was told, hey, guess what? You've worked for a different company this whole year. There will be no salary increases. Good luck. This news somehow got even worse. My ex-colleagues were told that our company was sold to another corporation, and when they asked any questions, such as if they were all still employed, if the salary structure would stay the same, a lot of our salary is tied up in quarterly bonuses that were previously guaranteed, and if the vacation time they were told would roll over actually would, they were faced with the non-answer, we'll look into that. Despite a year of negotiations, per leadership, they did not have the answers to the most basic of questions. Then they dropped another bomb. My ex-colleagues were told to not tell anyone about this change, including clients. This is a strange request because a few of my colleagues would find out in a few short hours that this information had already been shared with clients by someone at a higher level than them, which obviously put them in an awkward position when speaking with the same clients. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, Why Pursue Financial Independence? Because Nothing Lasts Forever, by A Purple Life of apurplelife.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I have also found that the only thing guaranteed in life is that nothing is certain and everything changes. While that may feel disorienting at first, getting comfortable with uncertainty is a very valuable skill set. It'll serve you well as life continuously throws you obstacles and opportunities. I was reading a book called Awareness by Tony DeMello the other day, and it had this great message about going with the flow. He says that when you cut water, it doesn't get hurt, but when you cut something solid, you damage it. I found a lot of encouragement in letting my opinions and attachments be a bit fluid and to not be overly rigid on how I think things ought to be. Even when a job feels stable, that may be true for a certain period of time, but it can quickly change. That certainly happened to me in my corporate career. For many years, my job felt secure, but then the company was acquired and spun off and joint ventured. Despite keeping my job through all of that, the dynamic of security significantly shifted. And then I got a new boss, and that was the nail in the coffin. The party was over. You can't control the external forces on your stability, like your employment, for example. But you do have much more control over your lifestyle, your expenses, and how much you save and invest. If you focus your efforts here, you'll feel much more grounded as things change around you. But that's just the first half of this article. So be sure to come on back tomorrow where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.